My tab situation is unusually calm, which means something terrible is probably queued up. But bays keep showing up under half the stuff we talk about, Echo. Evals, spam filters, medical tests, calibration. We keep waving at it like everyone already has the machinery loaded.
Yeah, and Bayes is one of those ideas that sounds like math furniture until it suddenly explains why your intuition just lied to you. So let's finally give it the big, slow overview treatment. Episode 829, Probability, but with fewer vibes.
Okay, start without symbols. If you write P, open paren, anything, close paren, in the next 30 seconds, I am tipping over the tiny imaginary lectern.
Fair. Picture a warehouse sorter. Packages arrive, and the sorter has to guess which bin each package belongs in. Before it looks at any label, some bins are huge and some are tiny. That starting pile size is the whole trick.
Right.
Then the sorter sees a label, like fragile. That label is evidence. But the label is only useful if you know how common fragile labels are in each bin. A tiny bin might use fragile labels a lot, while a giant bin uses them rarely, and both facts matter.
So Bayes is basically the sorter saying, don't just stare at the sticker, look at the sticker and the size of the piles behind it.
Exactly. It is the rule for taking your belief before the label, mixing in how expected that label would be under different explanations, and ending with your belief after the label. The after belief is the thing people usually wanted all along.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where human intuition goes sideways. We overreact to vivid evidence. A bright red warning label feels decisive. Bayes asks a colder question. Among all packages that could have produced this label, what share came from the bin you care about?
That is such an exploring next sentence. We are making a warning label do emotional labor.
Stop it.
No, I'm keeping it. But okay, give me the classic trap. Because this is where I think people feel the theorem before they understand it.
The classic trap is a rare condition and a very accurate test. Say one person in 10,000 has the condition. The test catches it 99% of the time when it is really there and wrongly flags 1% of healthy people.
Okay.
Now imagine 10,000 people take the test. Roughly one person actually has the condition, and that person probably tests positive. But among the 9,999 people without it, 1% still test positive. That's about 100 false positives.
So if your result is positive, you are not standing next to one true positive in an empty room. You're standing in a room with about one true positive and about 100 false positives.
Yes, the test can be 99% accurate in the narrow sense and still leave you with a posterior around 1% in that rare condition setup. Not because the test is fake, because the starting pile was tiny.
That is the part that feels rude. The evidence did its job, but the base rate was sitting there like a hidden refrigerator.
Softmax Raccoon has competition now. Base rate refrigerator. Terrible mascot, very load bang.
Oh no.
Now we can attach the real names. The starting pile size is the prior probability. Prior just means your belief before the new evidence arrives. In the rare condition example, the prior is 1 in 10,000.
And this is where conditional probability comes in, right? We did the full slow version back in episode 671. Quick version. It's the chance of something assuming some other thing is already true.
Right. Bayes flips conditional probability around. Often you know or can estimate the chance of seeing evidence if a hypothesis is true. But you actually want the chance the hypothesis is true, given the evidence.
Oh, interesting.
Naive Bayes has that word naive because it makes a simplifying assumption. It treats features like words, as if they are independent once you know the class. That is often false in real language, but the shortcut makes the math cheap and surprisingly useful.
So, if an email has words that often show up in spam, the filter doesn't say magic spam word detected. It asks how common those words are in spam versus ordinary mail.
Right. And the same pattern shows up in medical diagnosis from imaging, recommendation systems, and search ranking. The system sees incomplete evidence and has to weigh competing explanations. Sometimes Bayes is explicit. Sometimes the spirit of Bayesian updating is buried under a much larger model.
Give me the other named versions without turning this into a probability family reunion. I can already feel you opening drawers.
Fine. Compact drawers. Bayesian networks connect multiple uncertain variables in a graph, so evidence about one thing can update beliefs about others. Bayesian inference uses Bayes' rule to estimate unknown quantities from data, especially when you want uncertainty around the estimate, not just a single best guess.
Right. Right.
And the catch is not that Bayes is mathematically shaky. The theorem is solid. The catch is inputs. You need a prior, and in real work, that prior might come from historical data, expert judgment, or just an intentionally broad starting assumption.
That is where teams get uncomfortable, because the prior feels like admitting judgment entered the machine, but hiding that judgment doesn't make it disappear. It just makes the warehouse sorter pretend every bin started the same size.
Yes, and likelihoods are estimated too. If your data is biased, stale, or too small, then your uncertainty calculation inherits that mess. You can be perfectly Bayesian with bad ingredients and still produce a very polished, wrong answer.
Oof.
Also, many pieces of evidence can get computationally expensive. Naive Bayes stays cheap by pretending the pieces are independent. Bayesian networks manage structure more carefully. Bigger Bayesian inference problems often need approximation because exact calculation can blow up.
This connects to our calibration obsession from episode 753-2. If a model says 70% confident, Bayes is part of the intellectual neighborhood. But calibration asks whether those 70s actually come true about 70% of the time.
Exactly.
And last episode with confounding, we were yelling about hidden third things turning both dials. Bayes doesn't magically solve that, but it does force you to write down what evidence should do to a belief instead of just vibing at a correlation.
Careful, but yes, Bayes is not a universal truth machine. It is a disciplined update rule. If your hypothesis space leaves out the real explanation, Bayes will redistribute belief among the explanations you allowed, which can still be misleading.
Okay, where does it stand now? Because a newcomer could hear this and assume every modern AI system is literally running a neat Bayes formula in the foreground.
No, not every system is doing explicit Bayesian bookkeeping at runtime. Deep learning often learns patterns through training rather than handwritten probability updates. But Bayes is still foundational. It has not been replaced as the basic logic of updating under uncertainty.
So it is load-bearing, just not always visible. Very episode 822 of us. The boring section is underneath the shiny demo again, and I cannot believe this is how we spend a Wednesday.
It is Tuesday.
Stop it.
But yes, load-bearing. In current practice, you see explicit Bayesian methods where uncertainty matters and the model needs interpretable belief updates. You also see Bayesian language around learning systems that keep adapting as evidence changes. I would treat flashy claims there carefully, but the core idea is not stale.
The thing to keep, then, is the warehouse sorter. Before the label, how big were the piles? How often would each pile produce that label? After seeing the label, which pile owns the largest share of matching packages?
Yes. If that picture sticks, the formula stops being a spell. Prior, likelihood, evidence, posterior. Same update, less mysticism.
Echo, I am retiring base rate refrigerator before it becomes merch. Exploring Next has enough imaginary animals in the cabinets.